Set A. Definitions. In this Act, 1. Department except as otherwise provided. The term department means the Department of Homeland Security. 2. Secretary except as otherwise provided. The term secretary means the Secretary of Homeland Security. Set 9. Grant accountability. The definitions in this section. 1. Awarding entities. The term awarding entities means the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency FEMA, the Chief of the Office of Citizenship and New Americans as designated by this Act, and the Director of the National Science Foundation. 2. Nonprofit organization. The term nonprofit organization means an organization that is described in Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 and is exempt from taxation under Section 501a of such code. 3. Unresolved audit finding. The term unresolved audit finding means a finding in a final audit report conducted by the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security or the Inspector General for the National Science Foundation for grants awarded by the Director of the National Science Foundation that the audited grantee has utilized grant funds for an unauthorized expenditure or otherwise unallowable cost that is not closed or resolved within 1 year from the date when the final audit report is issued. The accountability. All grants awarded by awarding entities pursuant to this Act shall be subject to the following accountability provisions. 1. Audit requirement. A. Audits beginning in the first fiscal year, beginning after the date of the enactment of this section, and in each fiscal year thereafter, the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security or the Inspector General for the National Science Foundation for grants awarded by the Director of the National Science Foundation shall conduct audits of recipients of grants under this Act to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse of funds by grantees. The Inspector Generals shall determine the appropriate number of grantees to be audited each year. B. Mandatory exclusion. A recipient of grant funds under this Act that is found to have an unresolved audit finding shall not be eligible to receive grant funds under this Act during the first 2 fiscal years beginning after the end of the 1 year period described in subsection A3. C. Priority in awarding grants. Under this Act, the awarding entities shall give priority to eligible applicants that did not have an unresolved audit finding during the 3 fiscal years before submitting an application for a grant under this Act. T. Reimbursement. If an entity is awarded grant funds under this Act during the 2 fiscal year period during which the entity is barred from receiving grants under subparagraph B, the awarding entity shall I. deposit an amount equal to the amount of the grant funds that were improperly awarded to the grantee into the general fund of the Treasury, and A. seek to recoup the costs of the repayment to the fund from the grant recipient that was erroneously awarded grant funds. 2. Nonprofit organization requirements. A. Prohibition. An awarding entity may not award a grant under this Act to a nonprofit organization that holds money in offshore accounts for the purpose of avoiding paying the tax described in Section 511A of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. B. Disclosure. Each nonprofit organization that is awarded a grant under this Act and uses the procedures prescribed in regulations to create a rebuttable presumption of reasonableness for the compensation of its officers, directors, trustees, and key employees shall disclose to the awarding entity in the application for the grant the process for determining such compensation, including the independent persons involved in reviewing and approving such compensation, the comparability data used, and contemporaneous substantiation of the deliberation and decision. Upon request, the awarding entity shall make the information disclosed under this subparagraph available for public inspection. 3. Conference expenditures. A. Limitation. No amounts authorized to be appropriated to the Department of Homeland Security or the National Science Foundation for grant programs under this Act may be used by an awarding entity or by any individual or entity awarded discretionary funds through a cooperative agreement under this Act to host or support any expenditure for conferences that uses more than $20,000 in funds made available by the Department of Homeland Security or the National Science Foundation, unless the Deputy Secretary for Homeland Security or the Deputy Director of the National Science Foundation or their designee provides prior written authorization that the funds may be expended to host the conference. B. Written approval. Written approval under subparagraph A shall include a written estimate of all costs associated with the conference, including the cost of all food, beverages, audiovisual equipment, honoraria for speakers, and entertainment. C. Report. The Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security and the Deputy Director of the National Science Foundation shall submit an annual report to Congress on all conference expenditures approved under this paragraph. 4. Annual certification. Beginning in the first fiscal year, beginning after the date of the enactment of this subsection, each awarding entity shall submit to Congress a report indicating whether I. all audits issued by the offices of the Inspector General under paragraph 1 have been completed and reviewed by the appropriate individuals. A. All mandatory exclusions required under paragraph 1b have been issued. And II. All reimbursements required under paragraph 1d have been made. And B. Including the list of any grant recipients excluded under paragraph 1 from the previous year. Title I. Border Security and Other Provisions. Subtitle A. Border Security. Set 1101. Definitions. In this title, 1. Northern Border. The third northern border means the international border between the United States and Canada. 2. Rural High Traffic Areas. The term rural high traffic areas means rural areas through which drugs and undocumented aliens are routinely smuggled as designated by the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. free southern border. The curved southern border means the international border between the United States and Mexico. Far southwest border region. The curved southwest border region means the area in the United States that is within 100 miles of the southern border. Sec 1102. Additional U.S. Border Patrol and U.S. Customs and Border Protection Officers. The U.S. Border Patrol, not later than September 30, 2021. The Secretary shall increase the number of trained full-time active duty U.S. Border Patrol agents deployed to the southern border to 38,405. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, not later than September 30, 2017. The Secretary shall increase the number of trained U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers by 3,500, compared to the number of such officers as of the date of the enactment of this Act, in allocating any new officers to international land ports of entry and high-volume international airports. The primary goals shall be to increase security and reduce wait times of commercial and passenger vehicles at international land ports of entry and primary processing wait times at high-volume international airports by 50% by fiscal year 2104 and screening all air passengers within 45 minutes under normal operating conditions or 80% of passengers within 30 minutes by fiscal year 2016. The Secretary shall make progress in increasing such number of officers during each of the fiscal years 2014 through 2017. Sea, air and marine unmanned aircraft systems crew, not later than September 30, 2015. The Secretary shall increase the number of trained U.S. Customs and Border Protection air and marine unmanned aircraft systems crew, marine agent, and personnel by 160, compared to the number of such officers as of the date of the enactment of this Act. The Secretary shall increase and maintain Customs and Border Protection Office of air and marine flight hours to 130,000 annually. T. Construction. Nothing in subsection may be construed to preclude the Secretary from reassigning or stationing U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers and U.S. Border Patrol agents from the northern border to the southern border. E. Funding. Section 217H3B, 8 U.S.C. 1187H3B is amended. 1. In clause I. By striking no later than 6 months after the date of enactment of the Travel Promotion Act of 2009, and B. In subclause I. By striking at end. C. By redesignating subclause II as subclause III. And T. By inserting after subclause I the following: II, $16 for border processing. 2. In clause E. By striking amounts collected under clause III and inserting amounts collected under clause III shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act for the purpose of implementing Section 1102B of such act amounts collected under clause III. And 3. By striking clause II. F. Corporation for Travel Promotion Section 92B of the Travel Promotion Act of 2009. 22 U.S.C. 2131B2B is amended by striking for each of fiscal years 2012 through 2015 and inserting for each fiscal year after 2012. G. Recruitment of former members of the Armed Forces and members of reserve components of the Armed Forces. 1. Requirement for program. The Secretary, in conjunction with the Secretary of Defense, shall establish a program to actively recruit members of the reserve components of the Armed Forces and former members of the Armed Forces, including the reserve components, to serve in United States Customs and Border Protection and United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 2. Recruitment incentives. A. Student loan repayments for United States Border Patrol agents with a 3-year commitment. Section 5379B of Title V United States Code is amended by adding at the end the following new paragraph. For, in the case of an employee who is otherwise eligible for benefits under this section and who is serving as a full-time active duty United States Border Patrol agent within the Department of Homeland Security, a paragraph 2A shall be applied by substituting $20,000 for $10,000. And B. Paragraph 2B shall be applied by substituting $80,000 for $60,000. B. Recruitment and relocation bonuses and retention allowances for personnel of the Department of Homeland Security. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall ensure that the authority to pay recruitment and relocation bonuses under Section 5753 of Title V United States Code, the authority to pay retention bonuses under Section 5754 of such title and any other similar authorities available under any other provision of law, rule, or regulation are exercised to the fullest extent allowable in order to encourage service in the Department of Homeland Security. 3. Report on recruitment incentives. A. In general, not later than 90 days after the date of enactment of this Act, the Secretary and the Secretary of Defense shall jointly submit to the appropriate committees of Congress a report including an assessment of the desirability and feasibility of offering incentives to members of the reserve components of the Armed Forces and former members of the Armed Forces, including the reserve components, for the purpose of encouraging such members to serve in United States Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. B. Content. The report required by subparagraph A shall include: I, a description of various monetary and non-monetary incentives considered for purposes of the report, and a, an assessment of the desirability and feasibility of utilizing any such incentive. For appropriate committees of Congress, define the term appropriate committees of Congress means a, the Committee on Appropriations, the Committee on Armed Services, and the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate, and b, the Committee on Appropriations, the Committee on Armed Services, and the Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives. H. Report prior to the hiring and training of additional U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers under subsection A, the Secretary shall submit to Congress a report on current wait times at land, air, and sea ports of entry, officer staffing at land, air, and sea ports of entry, and projections for new officer allocation at land, air, and sea ports of entry designed to implement subsection, including the need to hire non-law enforcement personnel for administrative duties. Sec. 1103, National Guard support to secure the southern border. In general, with approval of the Secretary of Defense, the Governor of a state may order any unit or personnel of the National Guard of such state to perform operations and missions under Section 502F of Title 32, United States Code, in the southwest border region for the purposes of assisting U.S. Customs and Border Protection in securing the southern border. The assignment of operations and missions. 1. In general, National Guard units and personnel deployed under subsection A may be assigned such operations and missions specified in subsection C as may be necessary to secure the southern border. 2. Nature of duty. The duty of National Guard personnel performing operations and missions described in paragraph 1 shall be full-time duty under Title 32, United States Code. C. Range of operations and missions. The operations and missions assigned under subsection B shall include a temporary authority. 1. To construct fencing, including double-layer and triple-layer fencing. 2. To increase ground-based mobile surveillance systems. 3. To deploy additional unmanned aerial systems and manned aircraft sufficient to maintain continuous surveillance of the southern border. 4. To deploy and provide capability for radio communications interoperability between U.S. Customs and Border Protection and state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies. 5. To construct checkpoints along the southern border to bridge the gap to long-term permanent checkpoints. And 6. To provide assistance to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, particularly in rural, high-traffic areas as designated by the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. T. Material and logistical support. The Secretary of Defense shall deploy such material and equipment and logistical support as may be necessary to ensure success of the operations and missions conducted by the National Guard under this section. E. Exclusion from National Guard personnel strength limitations. National Guard personnel deployed under subsection A shall not be included in 1. The calculation to determine compliance with limits on and strength for National Guard personnel. R. 2. Limits on the number of National Guard personnel that may be placed on active duty for operational support under Section 115 of Title 10, United States Code.